Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, October 29th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. The high cost of oil is hurting missions work. Renewed violence faces Christians in Indonesia, and the Jesus film finds eager hearts in Ukraine's prisons. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Missionary Aviation tops today's news as many say the high cost of oil around the world is affecting their work. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Denny Hoekstra describes the situation.
The high cost of avgas has certainly escalated in price. Probably on most of our programs, anywhere from 25% to 40% increase in cost per gallon.
Hoekstra says mission groups will need to raise the money to pay for it, which presents a distraction.
By going out and having to raise money for fuel, it takes away dollars that could be used in other areas of ministry.
There's also another problem, the lack of aviation gasoline.
We have had to shut down our flight operations in some areas because we just can't get avgas anymore. Aviation jet fuel is much more readily available, and so MAF is looking ahead to getting more and more turbine airplanes that burn jet fuel.
Meanwhile, Indonesian Christians are seeing violence against them rising again. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, in Poso, there have been raids and attacks on churches, and believers have been murdered. Dozens of homemade bombs were found this week and defused. In Maluku, at least 15 suitcase bombs were found last week behind a church. Both areas are known for persecution of believers. The tensions have Christian workers on alert as they minister, watching for more trouble. You're listening to Mission Network News. Wycliffe Associates is looking for your help in building 15 classrooms. It's an effort to accommodate an expanding student body at a school in Southeast Asia that claims 0.5% of the population Christian. Wycliffe Associates President Bruce Smith says they're trying to take care of the needs of Bible translators in the field.
One of the most essential needs that they have is for adequate schooling facilities for their children. If you don't take care of the schooling needs of the kids, the parents can't sustain their engagement in the ministry.
Smith says forming a work team is not necessarily essential.
We're actually going to position one of our staff members there for the duration of the project. That will enable volunteers to come and go on their own schedule. We will have teams during some specific times, but if people are not available during those specific dates, they will be able to go at other times in the upcoming months.
Next, the first effort to show the Jesus film in a Ukrainian prison has had unexpected results. 120 inmates coming to Christ. Since then, a permanent ministry has been established in the prison system. Jesus Film Project's Brian Birdsall explains what has developed over the last year.
There's a church cell group that meets in this prison, and that when people are released from prison, they go back to the local church that's planted this sister church here in the prison, and there's this great sense of ownership and camaraderie between the central church there in Kirovograd and the cell church that's been planted there in the prison.
Birdsall calls the Jesus film an unbelievable workhorse for the gospel in Ukraine.
Ukraine, outside of the major cities, is still a fairly backward country. And so even up until now, 25 years after the launch of the Jesus film, that wonderful two-hour movie that has no special effects is still a wonderful evangelistic tool in Ukraine.
And 99% of the Oaxacan people can't read, so a written portion of Scripture isn't effective in reaching them. However, missionaries in Oaxaca, Mexico, have been working to record New Testaments in the Indian languages. That project can be finished within 3 months, and the entire people group will benefit. Audio Scripture Ministries of Holland, Michigan helps streamline the recording and editing processes in the Oaxaca studio. More than 10 language projects have been completed during this time. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.